You know I really like this song, right?
I do too. It's pretty legit.
Kicking off the episode with a little bit of The Doors, Never Gets Old.
Classic.
Hurricane Harvey edition.
The Hurricane Harvey edition, exactly. I don't know what episode we're on. Do we happen to know, guys? And it's been a long time.
73.
It would be cool if it was 73.
Shit, yeah, it would be up there.
I think I want to say that it's probably...
The last one was 39, I think.
It's probably going to be episode 40.
I think you're right. Last episode was 39, so this is 40.
So this is 40, huh?
Big 4-0, man. We're over the hill, guys.
Well, we saved this one up for a while. We apologize. We haven't recorded a podcast since August 22.
Due to unforeseen and foreseen.
Yes. I have a son now. So my son is here, Lakota.
Congratulations, brother.
Thanks, guys.
A new man of the cave.
A new man of the cave. He is 5 weeks old as of Thursday. Ooh, so yesterday.
Oh, cute as can be, too.
Yeah, he's a little cutie. Not just because he's mine. But he's awesome, man. Being a dad is a lot of fun. It's just as hard as everybody tells you that it is, and just as challenging, but...
Then life-changing?
Very life-changing. Man cave does not get very much time anymore. I just change diapers, feed him, burp him, change him, put him to sleep, try to get some sleep.
It's baby time.
It is the hardest, most rewarding thing, I think, that you can do. Mm-hmm. It is awesome. I don't know if I want another one, though. But yeah, it's great. And, just so everybody knows how hard it was, my wife is an awesome person. And she actually had a very tough delivery. And at one point during that delivery, I thought I was going to walk out of the hospital with a child and no wife. So it was... It was tough. It was hard. Probably the hardest thing I've ever went through, but
I'm saying something.
We're here.
Yeah. Fighters.
Yep. We're fighters. Yeah. He's a fighter. Yeah. My son got, he was a NICU baby, so he got transferred to San Antonio right before the hurricane. So we had to make that trip. And I'll tell you what, that little experience will test you. But everything's good now. We're happy. You know, he's semi-healthy. He's got a little kidney issue, but hopefully everything will be good. And here we are a month later back in the cave. Tried to get it a couple of times, but it's kind of tough with a baby to get that schedule going again. But
having a baby and a hurricane all at the same time is reasonable time off, in my opinion.
Yes. I've been off of work for a very long time, and I'm not really looking forward to going back because I'm going to miss the little dude, but we got to pay for things, right? I got to pay for those damn diapers. But, back to what we love to do here in the cave. I'm here with Gilliam.
What's up, guys?
And I'm here with Hot Sauce.
Hot Sauce.
Gonna give y'all a good show today. We got the good thing about not being here for a month is that there's a lot of stuff to talk about.
A lot has happened.
I apologize if my voice is coming in like very high because we had to go to a backup plan. The laptop we usually record off of is updating now, and I can't stay up that late no more because I got a kid that's gonna wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning that wants to get fed, and I'd like to get some sleep.
Yeah.
So we are on the master computer, which is the old big tower, and the my voice looks like it's coming in pretty loud, so I apologize. But we got a good show. I mean, the last time we were here, Game of Thrones was about to end. So we will review the episode 7, right? Season 7, episode 7? Or season 8? No,
7.
Oh, season 7. Season 7, 7-7.
7-7.
Not Seagram 7 and 7-Up, but...
Oh, that's my favorite drink.
Game of Thrones.
Season 7.
Season 7, episode 7.
I'll take a 7 at 7, sir.
And we're also going to review Game of Thrones just in general.
Hated it. Just
kidding. The whole season, we'll go ahead and review the whole season. And just kind of briefly talk about that. We'll talk about what we see for season 8, you know, happening. There's a lot of stuff to talk about Game of Thrones wise, and
let's do the leak scripts.
I hope there isn't too many people upset at us for all of a sudden throwing this on them. But yeah. But we have that. We have what else we got, Gil?
Let's see. Our always go to some Star Wars info.
Got some Star Wars info.
So much Star Wars info. I mean, first we got Rebels coming out real soon, the new season.
I love and Rebels.
J.J. Abrams taking the helm for Episode 9 after all. So some
we're gonna big stuff yeah on we'll that. Talk about that. What else we got?
That's us.
I don't know if anybody saw the preview to my good friend John Bernthal's new season of Punisher.
Oh. I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, they did show the preview after the end of Defenders, which looked legit.
There's a new preview out though, right?
But I think there's a new one. Oh, yeah, an actual footage of
on that new.
On the new of the new.
And it looks just great. Amazing.
All right, we'll talk about that. I mean, there's that Thor Ragnarok trailer came out.
I kind of don't want to see those newer trailers anymore. I just want to see the damn movie.
Right, they show too much in my opinion.
It
came out maybe too early. Well, they had to do it for the Comic-Con thing, but then like now it's like, I don't want to see the trailers anymore. I want to see the damn movie.
But I mean it. Like the movie came out.
Yes, that movie was legit. You guys got to go see that if you have not seen it yet.
No?
You have to go see it. It's good. It was very, very good. The actor who played him did a really, really good job. Very creepy.
More creepier than Tim Curry?
You can't replace Tim Curry, but a different version of it that was still really good.
And you know what's really sad about Tim Curry is I didn't know that he was in a wheelchair. That's
paraplegic now. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I was like, it's Tim Curry. What the fuck happened to him, man?
Yeah, he was at Comic-Con and everybody's booth that they have. He wasn't in up front for his. It was like in the back with the curtain.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of sad. Same kind of thing with the... I mean, Val Kilmer is not as bad, but he is as well as like behind a curtain because he looks all sickly and it's just kind of depressing. So I was like, man, I don't want to take a picture and be all depressed.
But with Tim Curry's thing, is it like for what he has, is that he can come back from that? Or is he permanently like that?
I don't think there's really coming back from it, not at least in anything.
Like, I don't know. Like, how did he, is it permanently paralyzed like that? Or
was it I think he had like an accident or something or a stroke.
Okay, so it's...
Oh, yeah, that's like permanent damage when it's a stroke.
I thought it was like going to be something temporary, but man, that sucks. Such a legend of an actor, man. Who literally did the movie Legend, but the best devil of all time.
Oh, man.
The best devil of all time.
Well, actually, he wasn't called the devil. He was called Darkness.
Which is even more epic.
Darkness is...
He was the shit in that movie.
We've had some interesting things happen also in September. Not only did I have a child, which we covered, but Steven got married.
Steven
is finally tied the knot. He is off the market. I mean, he's been off the market, but now he's like
official.
He's been removed out of the front case of the market meat, and he's been taken out of the freezer completely. And
got a ring on.
Someone took him home, and they're gonna barbecue him. We are all barbecue.
Nice
legend. There you go. What else did we have? The Inhumans.
It got canceled before it even came out.
That is so sad.
Yeah, they said it.
The trailer looks
came out today, no?
I think so.
Like on TV?
So, yeah.
The Gifted comes out October 2nd. Did anybody see that?
Yeah.
Did anybody see that 6-minute trailer of the or the sneak peek of The Gifted? They showed the first 6 minutes. The reviews the reviews of it are good.
Oh, okay.
They're saying that it's really good. It's
I just remember the trailer way back when.
It's set in a time where the X-Men aren't around anymore. Like they're gone. The Brotherhood is gone. Like there aren't. Their Sentinels are around. They're like prosecuting mutants and stuff like that. So, so it's set in a really good time, and they got some really good mutants in there. So, story wise, it's good. Yeah.
Okay. Good writing then. Okay. Good.
Yeah, I think that's what you need
for a TV show.
I know. I'll be seeing it.
So let's.
It's on Fox, I think, right?
Yes. Is there anything else? Anything else that we...
Season 2 of...
Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No. Oh. Yeah, well... oh my god, the Netflix show...
Stranger Things?
Stranger Things is coming out. Yeah, sorry.
October. Or
very soon it's coming out.
Whatever Halloween is.
You know what? Let's kick off with... let's do some of the small ones, and then we'll build into the Game of Thrones. Because we usually can go forever on Game of Thrones. It's like we're on Viagra when we talk about
The GOT.
So let's talk about TV shows. We'll talk about Inhumans. So what was the news that came out on Inhumans, Gil?
Got canceled before it even got released or broadcasted on TV.
They're going to broadcast just the first season.
Yeah.
They're going to broadcast the first season, and... if it does well, possibly they could pick it up. But it's going to have to do a lot because it didn't.
That was just based on reviews of it been airing on.
It didn't do what people were expecting it to do.
It flopped really, really bad in the theaters.
Anybody hear anything about it? Like, see it or anything?
I just saw the trailers and I was like, I got put off by it. It just looked really shitty to me.
What about you, Hot Sauce? What did you think about it?
Yeah, like it was kind of a risk in a sense of Guardians of the Galaxy type of risk.
Just in the opposite direction.
Right. Maybe not as good. Maybe a budget or writing or I don't know what went wrong. But I'll see the first few episodes.
That's because there's a couple of good actors in there.
Yeah.
That's the sad part.
But still, they can only do so much as far as like writing.
So are we going to see it? I mean, it's going to show. Are
I'm going
to
give it a
you
shot,
try
yeah.
to, You're going to try to I'm check down. Out a couple of the episodes?
I'll watch the first episode just to see it. And then,
if it looks like a 90s TV show like Beverly Hills 90210 with like, powers, I'll be like, no.
I mean, just that trailer seemed so off-putting just watching. I was kind of cringing. I was like, ugh.
Well, The Gifted, you know, to flip it on the other side, the reviews for The Gifted, which is the Fox show set in the X-Men universe, has been very good. So, you know, they've got four mutants. I believe it's Polaris... Blink was in Days of Future Past. She was the one who could open up the portals. Mm-hmm. Thunderhawk, Thunder something. He's like the Indian dude.
Down Under.
And then there's one more guy.
Wait, that's the guy from Mortal Kombat. Thunderhawk, I think. Isn't it?
I don't know.
Just thinking
there's a Street Fighter character.
Something like that. Yeah, Thunder.
Oh, Thunderhawk, that's right. Yeah, that.
Days of Thunder. I don't know. Something like
that. Tom Cruise is in here?
Thunder Thighs. I don't know.
Thundercats.
Oh. But and then there's one more dude. I think it's like not Sunspot, but somewhere around that. He's got like powers like that, and cool. They say it's written very well, and the characters you really identify with them, and some of it is familiar. Like you feel like, oh, this has been done before, but it's done very well.
Okay.
I think that's one I'm gonna catch.
Bill Compton in it. You know who Bill Compton is?
Who's Bill Compton?
Vampire show True Blood.
Oh, okay. I'm not a True Blood.
I've only seen an episode here and there.
I'm not a True Blood sucker.
But yeah, I saw the entire series of True Blood, so.
Right on.
I'm cool. All right.
He's cool with the vamps.
Hey, I got you, man. Whatever makes you happy, Hot Sauce.
I've seen a couple episodes of that show. It's pretty cool. It seems pretty cool.
Yeah, the story's pretty good.
What about... Let's get into some movies, because there's some big movies that have come out. There's some big movies that are going to continue to come out. We'll go back to TV shows in a little while. It Stephen King's It. I saw they replayed the 90s one, the TV, because it was a TV show. Mm-hmm. It was a
movie TV series.
Yeah, TV series, yeah. And it's done very well. Yeah. You know, it's probably many of the people my age that have issues with clowns is because of Tim Curry in that movie.
But that laugh, man. His famous laugh is just... Mm-hmm. Oh.
And you know what's great about Tim Curry is when he's in his makeup costumes like that, you cannot tell it's him. Because mm-hmm. when you see Pennywise, I don't see Tim Curry. Mm-hmm. When I see the darkness from Legend, I don't see Tim Curry at all. Mm-hmm. And even the voices. With his voice, like, it's not him. Like, to me, it doesn't seem like it's him. Because every time I think of Tim Curry, I think of Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
I think of Clue.
And, I think of Congo and Clue, yeah.
Congo.
But Gil went and saw It. We're going to spoil it because if you haven't seen it, then you missed it. You need to get on it.
Yeah, on It. Watch It.
So what? How was... And It, is it very... You've seen the TV series.
Yeah. So the TV series is going to be... Well, it takes place when the childhood and
adulthood... It's like 4.5 hours.
They kind of go back and forth. They're splitting this one into two movies. So we're only talking... This movie, they're only doing the childhood portion.
Okay.
There is going to be an It too when they're adults.
What did you think about doing it that way?
Considering nowadays how movie studios are, I saw it. It's just the way it is. I would have preferred it to that would have done the whole thing in one shot, but yeah, it's whatever. I mean, they can go more in depth with this one, which they did.
And it's gonna take a while, right?
Yeah, but it's kind of a money grab breaking it into two like that. But I mean, they did a good job, so there's gonna be people wanting a sequel or wanting to see the rest of that. What happens?
So tell me, how did it stack up? Is it very different? Is it kind of different? Is it a little different?
I like the fact that they kept the suspense and horror like they did the original. They didn't go crazy on the, you know, special effects and CG bullshit that a lot of movies love to go overboard on, especially in horror movies, and they really jack it up. They kept it really grounded, really spooky and creepy, more mental and a lot of stuff like messing with your head. They don't overshow stuff, which a lot of horror movies are really bad at. The clown, there are Pennywise the dancing clown.
How does he stack up?
He did really, really good. Like, yeah, he took it to another level, I think, as far as creepiness goes.
You think so?
And that acting wise, yeah, he did really. I mean, there's no comparing to Tim Curry the original, but like, he took it in his own way, and I think kind of elevated it at creepiness. A side note, he has a lazy eye. And they took that, the studio, or the director took that to their advantage. So, like, when you've seen a lot of scenes of his, he purposely relaxes one of his eyes. So, when you're looking at him, you can see one eye kind of going to the right a little bit, which adds to that creepiness a little bit. Especially, I think, in the first scene in the sewer with the little kid, they kind of do a tighter shot of his face, and you just see kind of one eye kind of going to the right a little bit or left.
So, he could really do that.
Yeah. So, that was... added to the spookiness of him. The way he talked, too. I mean, just very creepy-ish. I think he really, bought into that character and really, you know, really elevated it, I think, that character. He made you kind of like him in a way, but not at the same time, if that makes any sense. Like, because you dig the character Pennywise in general, just from Tim Curry's original... interpretation of it, but I don't know, it kind of made you like feel a little bit for the clown in a way, in some weird way.
Did you see the
hero in the story?
Did you see the movie? Yeah. Hot Sauce? Did you see the movie?
No, not yet. I do want to see it though.
I've heard that you can't come from what I've heard is that it doesn't really stack up to the original. Not to expect a whole lot out of it. Mm-hmm. That he's not as creepy or scary as Tim Curry's Pennywise, and that they don't show, like, there's a lot of stuff that they leave out, like they don't show the deadlights. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that they don't show when they're kids that and then of course everyone talked about the little orgy scene or something. I read something, people were kind of upset with something about like the kids messing around, and it was after they defeat Pennywise or something.
orgy scene. I'm trying to remember that. I don't remember seeing that like that.
Yeah, I had read a review. I don't know if they cut it out or what, but people were...
I saw. I don't remember seeing that.
That people were upset, like, just weird. I mean, I read on Epic Stream that people were kind of weirded out that they had a... like a scene like that where the girl was kind of messing around with the boy, all the boys in the sewer or something, like after they beat Pennywise or defeat him or put him to sleep. And
okay, I definitely don't remember that.
It was written in the book, and Stephen King came out saying that he doesn't know why people have a problem with it, considering that, you know, he sees it as a coming of age thing, and back then, nobody had an issue reading the book apart about it, and it's just something that was left out of the movie on purpose in the old series, and it was added into this movie. From what I heard, I read, I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know what everyone's talking about as far as that story, but I just thought it was kind of interesting out of that movie that that's what people were talking the most about.
I honestly don't remember seeing that on this. I guess the version I saw didn't have that cut, or had that cut out, I guess. Shit. I mean, the movie compared to the TV series, I mean, the TV series was like 4 hours long, so they can go more in depth, and it was creepier in a way, yeah. But I mean, this one had to be short and sweet. They kind of got the bullet points of the whole story for the kid side, or the young adult version of the story. I thought he was creepy. I mean, not like the creepiest character I've ever seen, but like, it was, did a pretty damn good job, I thought.
I mean, most people seem to like it. Most people seem to not, like, nobody was really complaining about it from what I saw, so.
Yeah, compared to other horror movies that have been out there lately, even the past decade, this was way better than those, straight up. For most of them, and that's saying a lot. And I hope the next one does really well, too. I mean, it's going to continue the story. How the character, basically the character comes back, or he's this alien character, I guess you can say, and comes once around every, I think it's what, 27 years, he comes and haunts this town, or not haunts the town, but like comes to feast, I guess, kind of like Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
Except this is before Jeepers Creepers. Yeah, and like everybody in the town's kind of like in on it, they know about it, but they don't say anything about it.
It's like they get series. Too old, they just start believe. They stop. But once you get too old, you kind of don't believe
in
it anymore.
How he,
It's easier to scare the children, like the fear in them, because they have wilder imaginations.
Mm-hmm. And that's how he survives through the living off literal fear. Off.
He says that it like juices the meat or something like that. Like the fear kind of like tenderizes the meat. Mm-hmm. When he eats the kids, which is really creepy.
And that happens in one of the beginning scenes with the kid in the sewer. That was pretty kind of shocking to see a little bit.
I bet. I haven't seen it. As you can imagine, it's it's hard to go to the movies when you have a newborn.
Oh, yeah.
So life has definitely changed. And I'm going to try it. I mean, I'm trying to schedule for Thor Ragnarok. Really want to see Thor. But and Star Wars, of course, I got to go see it. So we got some Star Wars news, right? So the guy who was supposed to direct Episode 9 got fired. Mm-hmm. Then Colin called something like that. It was, I don't even know, Trebado, something like that. Something. I don't even know who the guy was. That's
some dude,
whoever he was. But
Kathleen Kennedy's like, bro, this is just not working out.
Yep,
we gotta move on to somewhere else.
So they brought in J.J. Abrams. A lot of people were upset about it. I know that some of the Star Wars fans were complaining and just, you know, pissed off about it. And what do you think? Do you think that why do you think Star Wars fans get so upset about J.J. Abrams?
Because they don't want it to be a rehash of Episode 6. And that's what they're thinking, that Episode 7 was a rehash of Episode 4. Just modernized. And they don't want that to happen all over again.
I think that the majority of Star Wars fans already know that it's not like that no more. I don't really even think... I really don't think Episode 7 was A New Hope rehashed. I mean, there's a lot of differences. There's a lot of
parallels.
There are, but there's a lot of differences. I mean, there's
Callbacks.
There's no... first of all, there's no Obi-Wan. no Jedi. I mean, yes, yeah. People are going to say, well, Han's kind of like the, you know, the Obi-Wan, but yes, I mean, not really, because he's not really teaching her anything. He taught her how to, like,
point a gun,
you know. The other thing is they don't go to some, you know, like Maz Kanata's castle. There's no place that they go, and
they have a cantina.
They do have a cantina, so I mean, yeah, I guess people could say like that's the cantina scene.
And they have a Death Star.
So there's no space battle, or big battle like there is, you know, when the Resistance comes to rescue them. There's no son that's been turned to the dark side that they're trying to redeem him. You know, there's a lot of things that are very different.
Which is fine, because there's always going to be somebody to complain about whatever they do. So,
oh, you can't please everybody.
Yeah.
But, I mean, hopefully it doesn't end up being a rehash, or they do too many callbacks to, like, Episode 6. Come on. I mean, they have to have a good original story, I would hope so. Especially if it's going to be tying into 8, you know, whatever's going on in 8, it's got to flow into that nicely.
Yeah, definitely.
Which originally was supposed to be with Leia a lot, big in her, but now they changed it up. I mean, I'm curious to see what they're going to do.
It's supposed to be the longest runtime of any Star Wars movie, actually.
Good.
I think they're going to do like the whole Lord of the Rings where they come out with one version. Hello? Okay.
Keep going.
All
right. Having some technical difficulties here. Okay, so it is a mic. We're gonna have to probably switch mics out. So, but anyways, yeah, we are very excited for The Last Jedi, which actually seems to be coming a lot faster now that my baby's here. Because I'm not counting the days anymore. Let's see if we can get Gil back in the system.
Lou.
There he is.
Back.
All right.
Sounds good. Okay.
We missed you.
Hear a little bit of an echo, but it's all good.
Yeah, we're going to have to roll. I'm telling you this. Having this laptop updating, which is only at
Windows
71% is...
Oh, that's a little faster than I was expecting.
It's kind of a pain. But anyways, The Last Jedi is coming pretty soon. Yeah. They've released all the toys. You got a good look at Snoke. He's got some Imperial Guards that look pretty sweet. A couple of different ones.
So, Snoke, is he human? Is he alien? Hello?
Yeah, I think he's an alien. Forgive Gil while he tries to find...
trying to find the sweet spot so it's not too loud or not too soft.
Yeah, we have to switch out mics.
Okay. I don't want to get too close to the mic and be all bassy, but good, okay.
Yeah, try to talk at that level. Okay, Sorry, guys. Forgive us. It's been a while.
We're trying to work out the little... Our rusty...
There was a hurricane, okay.
There was a hurricane. There was a lot of... That was the other thing that happened. We didn't even talk about that. Hurricane Harvey pretty much hit 30 miles from Corpus where we live.
Yeah, we just barely dodged it.
We barely dodged it, but I lost my fence. My fence has been blown down in the back, and people lost roof shingles, and, you know.
It could have been way worse.
I was in Rockport recently where it hit, like, almost directly, and it's crazy to see boats the street. And
it's like a war zone over there.
It is pretty nuts, but we hope all those people can get the help that they need, and glad that there they're alive. So, so back to The Last Jedi. It's kind of sad that Star Wars is kind of, like, kind of coming to an end, you know what I mean?
We're getting there. So, like, I mean, Last Jedi, and then we're going to do the Han Solo movie next after that?
I believe so.
And then
Episode 9,
and then we're done.
And then that's it for the trilogies, and they got the anthology films, which...
And then maybe the Obi-Wan movie?
A Boba Fett, Obi-Wan.
Or a Darth Vader movie?
They need to make... Yoda movie? I mean, a Darth Vader movie would be really good. A Yoda movie, I think, would be really good, too.
I think just the standalone movies, a Darth Vader movie would probably sell the most.
It would,
the biggest ticket.
It would, because it's Darth Vader. He's like...
And it'll be rated R.
R. <Probably not>.
It's too dark and too violent. In a world where Darth Vader's alone.
Other than J.J. Abrams, it's been kind of quiet on that front.
Is he still doing the Star Trek stuff too? Or is he completely
away from it? I want to say Star Trek's done.
They weren't making another movie?
They were supposed to make one, but I don't think that it...
Like, his versions were the best.
I don't think it panned out like the way it was supposed to, so...
They did good. It's just the last one didn't do so good.
And that was with the one from the Fast and Furious directors, I think, right?
Yes. I saw that one, and... I mean, you can't... The thing about Star Trek is the Enterprise. Mm-hmm. You cannot destroy the Enterprise at the beginning of the movie.
Right, I didn't really like
that. That's an iconic symbol.
Yes, and then have them on a planet like the whole time. And you just really, I mean...
They were trying to change it up.
The Enterprise is as much a character as the Millennium Falcon is.
I agree.
So,
they better not destroy that.
I think that's where they dropped the ball. If a ball had to be dropped... That's where the balls got dropped.
It's a big fucking ball.
Did anybody see that trailer that Guillermo del Toro's The Shape of Water? It's a new movie that's coming out. It looks kind of creepy. I kind of saw it. It's nice. Like I think there's like this girl that works at some facility that it's like a top secret facility, and there's some kind of a creature that lives in that they're researching.
Ooh.
Like a water creature, and she like is friends with it, and It's kind of, you know, it's one of his movies, which is...
I love his movies, and they're just so unique.
If you get a chance, go check out the trailer. It's called The Shape of Water. There was another trailer that came out called, like, After Annihilation or something. Natalie Portman and something like that. The Aftermath or something like that. It's I need to go watch it. It's supposed to be... The Tomb Raider trailer came out.
I saw a bunch Did you of see
the Tomb Raider trailer looked awesome because it was
surprisingly,
like
surprisingly I was like yeah
because the Tomb Raider trailer ended up looking like
almost like the game
the Tomb Raider game that ended up doing like really really well,
not the Angelina Jolie version.
No, it looks good. I'm gonna go
check it out. Don't get me wrong, but like that was not.
It's more of a like a story based kind of more adventure. Like an Indiana Jones woman kind of, which is what they were supposed to be going for in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would have done it right if they wouldn't have made the character on the video game have like huge boobs.
It's all about the
boobs. I think once they showed the boobs, everybody was like, I don't even care what she does.
Just staring at it the whole time.
And ruined that. But
they had the side by side about the scenes with the movie with the scenes with the games, if you saw that.
Oh, I didn't see that. And they matched up pretty good.
Yeah, they matched up. I mean, you can't make it exactly like it, but there was pretty much the exact same thing.
The game was good. Tomb Raider and Rise of Tomb Raider.
Mm-hmm. Which is pretty damn smart if you think about it. Like, had the Resident Evil been
like, more like the games, the game.
Following the story, that would have been beautiful.
The
missed that one up
there. There was another video game. There was a video game trailer that came out, the Red Dead Redemption 2.
I haven't seen that one. Is that one good? You like it?
Well, I saw the preview to it, and it's pretty good, yeah.
It doesn't pick. It's not a. It's not a continuation of the story of the first one, right? It's like a whole new guy. I think.
Yeah, because the original one, he died, didn't he?
No, he died, but the son was. You were the son of being the son. Yeah.
You ruined it.
You haven't played it by now, guys. Come on.
Yeah, really.
How old is this?
Come on, man.
How old is it?
It's like 7-8 years old. It was a 360 game.
I'm right about to play that game.
I loved Red Dead Redemption. It was basically Grand Theft Auto.
In the Old West.
In the Old West. You had horses.
Yeah.
Dude, we would go to these. We'd play online, and we'd go to these forts and just hold down with the cannons and just fucking blow people away. They would try to take the fort. We'd blow them up. We'd get in on the walls. We had like two guys on the cannons and everyone else on the wall. And we'd just shoot them and blow them up with the cannon. They got to the point where like they would like get mad, so they try to ride around it. We'd blow them up from like far away. We were just really good at it. It was a lot of fun, man. I mean, it was one of the funnest games I played when it first came out. If you haven't played Red Dead Redemption, get the fuck out of gaming.
That and the what was it?
Hot Sauce is like shit. I ever played it.
The zombie one.
Yeah, they had the zombie version.
One was cool looking.
Yeah, they had the zombie version of it. That was really cool too. It's supposed to be coming out, I think, sometime next year. So if you get a chance, take a look at it. Okay, Rock so style. Now we're going to get right into Game of Thrones. dun 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 Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones. Negative. So, if you haven't, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, and you're a Men of the Cave fan,
that's me.
And you haven't watched, and you haven't watched it yet, then too fucking bad.
It's like, sorry guys, but
because I watched that, I watched that shit. It took me 2 or 3 days to watch it because, you know, I had a new baby, and I didn't know what to do. He was crying all night long. I didn't get no damn sleep the first night, and I hardly got any sleep the second night, and I still watched it. So, either you ain't hardcore enough, or you ain't got no balls. But anyways, straight up, ain't fucking around today. So Game of Thrones, episode 7.
7-7.
It had Jon, Daenerys, and her Jon's crew, Daenerys' crew, heading to King's Landing to talk to Cersei about having an alliance, you know, against the dead. Showed her the Walker, tried to attack her. She looked scared, which I wish it would have ripped her fucking throat out. I can't stand that bitch.
Yep.
And when Daenerys showed up on the dragon, it was pretty epic,
making a grand entrance.
Yeah, because she was talking smack, and then she saw her, and she was like,
"Oh shit!
Oh my bad."
But then she all like sneakily says, "There's only two of them. I want to see only two dragons. What's going on?"
She did catch on to that very, very quickly. And basically, Cersei just lied about making an alliance, and I'm just going to give you the abridged version so we can get into like the analysis of it. And she lied about it. Jaime got pissed. Jaime took off. He don't want to be around her no more. She threatened to kill him. He's like, "Well, kill me." She didn't kill him, so he left.
So she said, basically, she's all out of allies.
And when he left, it started snowing in King's Landing, which it hadn't happened yet.
Oh yeah.
I mean, other than that, there wasn't a whole lot. There was a lot of Jon talking to Daenerys, you know, kind of like they're really pushing that up. You see Tyrion talking to Cersei. He says, you know, she's pregnant. So you got all the speculation that he made some kind of deal that, you know, that she made it. He made a deal with her that her child would be next in line once Daenerys is dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she can't have no kids, supposedly, and
yep.
I think Jon accepted that challenge. And
she talked about hiring
the Golden Company supposed to be coming. That's pretty much all that happened. Oh, no, that isn't. Fucking Littlefinger got his fucking throat fucking
right from the get-go, man. I was like, yep.
I told y'all that they were playing. I told y'all, don't listen to me.
That shit was happening.
But there was a scene that was cut.
Oh,
I heard, I've seen it or something.
Okay,
where Sansa went to Bran to tell Bran that she wanted to execute Arya, and Bran was like, "I don't know. Let me take a look at what happened," and kind of told her everything that happened.
Hmm.
Sansa had, I guess, actually fell for Littlefinger's tricks, but Bran, you know.
Huh.
She forgot she had Nostradamus 2.0 there. You know,
let's go to the replay.
Exactly, and so. So yeah, I mean, it was really interesting how they did it, and I thought it was kind of—I don't know—I thought I had a lot of respect for Littlefinger just because he's the one that threw all that in motion, but he went out like a little bitch.
Yeah, he did. He was begging at the end of my knees. Don't kill me!
I was what else can I do or say? Like, nope.
I love you, Sansa.
And if we rewind back to the other episode, you said hot sauce. What do you think's gonna happen at Littlefinger? And I was like, do you think they're actually fighting? I was like, actually, I think they're actually pretending to be like that to catch him, and then eventually he's going to be executed. So
I want to say that I said that, but it's okay. I am
100,000% sure.
Let's go to the replay, guys.
Yes.
You know, we're going to have to, because I want to say that I've been saying that the whole time.
I didn't say you didn't say
it. It doesn't mean that you didn't say it, too. But
confident enough to bet dinner on it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we don't bet no dinner, bro. We don't bet no dinner unless unless we're talking fantasy football now.
Oh, okay.
I ain't betting nobody on nothing because I'm losing right now.
Oh, yeah. It's been pretty rough right now. Rough couple of weeks. Three weeks.
I did beat Falcon, everybody. Just to let you know.
Oh.
Whatever, dude. I was having a tough time, okay? My skills weren't yet developed as developed as they usually are. Hey, so
my player just got knocked out.
Yes, he got knocked out.
Oh yeah, he got really knocked out.
See, I thought he died for a second.
It looked
that was bad.
It actually looked that bad. So here we are. We're back. Facebook Live.
Oh, okay. Hello, Facebook.
Game of Thrones. We're talking it after a month. Almost. It's been longer than a month.
Basically, a month and a half.
Yeah, it's been a while. Hopefully, we didn't lose all of our fans. Like, that would really suck to start from the bottom.
Like, hey, one dude that's watching.
I think everybody knows there was a hurricane, so that's pretty good.
Yes. And I think everybody knows I was going to have a kid. Yes.
Yeah, we've been talking about that for a while.
The baby that brought the hurricane with him.
Yeah, he's the Stormborn, man.
Literally.
He's literally Lakota Stormborn. So, other than that, Sam goes to Bran, and he's like, oh, I found this out. And it's funny because he's like, oh, how did you hear that? You know, did you have a vision? You know? And he's like, no, I got a raven. And, they realize that Jon is a legitimate Targaryen. He's not really a bastard. So he went from being a bastard
to the king of the world,
to being a Stark, possibly, to being a legitimate Targaryen, which
we get a flashback actually showing, what's his face?
What's his name?
Rhaegar Targaryen. Getting married. Tying the knot.
Yeah, he kind of looked like his brother.
Yeah, he did.
Which was weird. I mean,
it was like, it looks almost,
I
like
thought
the
he
same
was going to be some like good looking dude that like, was kind of like scary.
They did that kind of on purpose too, because a lot of people were asking, hey, is that the same actor? But no.
It looked like, very similar.
No, when they showed a picture, view of him that's different. And you could really see that wasn't him.
He has long, silver, beautiful hair. Just all, you know.
And there, of course, it's actor credits, so.
Yeah. But I think it was kind of cool that they did the flashback and actually showing it what happened, it's legit what happened. Like, they were actually in love. And
yeah. I mean, I'm still waiting for that Robert's Rebellion flashback. Like, come on, man. I want to see that shit.
They're probably going to make a whole episode of that, I'm guessing.
Sure. Okay, so now that we're talking. So at the very end, what happens at the very end, Hot Sauce? You tell me.
Ooh, that's a pretty nice ending.
I can sing it. Bow, chicka, bow, bow. And see. They finally get it on, which was obviously. And then Tyrion's kind of worried about, you know, everything.
And then what happens after that?
It was the ending. The big.
Okay, you know what? You tell me, Gilbert, what happened?
Yeah, Gil's getting pretty excited.
We see the ice dragon and the whole army going to the wall.
How is it an ice dragon, though, if it blows really real fire?
That's, yeah, it's blue fire.
I don't know, that's weird. I always think that the Night King looks funny because he's just on it, like, chilling, like.
He's like, yeah, I'm just coming in.
He ain't got no expression.
And then he blows that fucking down, that wall down with that dragon, melts the shit out of it, and big old gaping hole in the wall, and the entire army's going
down. Now we gotta wait for 2 years.
And then we wait. Yeah. I was like, God damn it, dude. I had a feeling they weren't leaving on that.
So you know what? Now that we're done, I'm gonna tell you something very interesting. In 1993 or 1994, George R.R. Martin responded to somebody who wrote him or something about A Song of Ice and Fire. And he said 5 characters are going to survive for sure.
Okay.
The whole series, the whole books.
I kind of have an idea who a couple of them might be.
Okay, who?
Tyrion.
Mm-hmm.
Sansa?
No, nope. Sansa. She wasn't one listed.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Arya.
Arya, yeah.
Jaime?
No.
No. Jaime dies. Jon dies. Daenerys dies. Baby survives.
No. The 5 listed was Arya, Bran, Sansa. Damn. I mean, Arya, Bran, Jon, Daenerys, and Tyrion were the 5 characters that he stated when the first book came out that were going to survive everything. Well,
I
mean, it
I
could.
Don't think they are.
It could, but.
I think they're all going to die.
George R. R. Martin is someone who usually sticks to his notes, usually.
Oh, wait. Because remember, HBO and his own story, they might change that up. So
that
he
is
might
true.
Still stay true to that, but in the HBO version, I have a feeling on the TV show it's going to be different.
Maybe.
I have a feeling it is.
I have a feeling Arya's going to die.
Really?
Completing her mission.
I think she'll complete her mission, but she'll still
and
survive.
Jon's going to die, of course.
Yeah, there's a lot of foreshadowing on that one.
I think Cersei's gonna die.
Bitch gotta go. The bitch gotta go.
That's like the most. That's like Captain Obvious right there. Yeah. So, okay, so are we done? We need to analyze anything more? Episode 7.
Top to bottom, we covered that. Bowl, 7.
They foreshadowed to that.
What?
Yeah.
Clegane Bowl.
Yeah.
Mountain.
It was kind of crazy. It's gonna happen. It was kind of crazy to see all those characters. Like in one place together, because like they had all had different storylines, they had all done different, and then it was actually really cool to see Tyrion and Bronn and Podrick and
it's been so long forever, they were like, all
two, three. You know that Podrick Payne is his surname. Hmm. His uncle or something is Illyn Payne, the one who cut off Ned Stark's head, the executioner guy.
Oh shit.
That's crazy. See, that's what happens when you delve a little bit deeper into the lore of A Song of Ice and Fire.
That's what's so cool about this show and this series in general, or the story that gets so in depth. Like you can really, really get down to a lot of stuff.
Oh, you
like
can
that.
Get down.
Just like Lord of the Rings. It's just that world, the universe is so rich.
It's like an onion. It's got lots of layers. So, did you also notice that Bronn never really shares a scene with Cersei? Because Cersei she wasn't there. She was about to come out, and he's like, oh, me and Pod are going to go get a drink. And he booked it.
Yeah.
And then Cersei comes, because they hate each other, because they used to be together. They don't share scenes together. I thought it was cool. I mean, it. There's not a whole, if you watch the episode, there's not like a whole lot to analyze. I mean, other than Jon Daenerys and why Tyrion seems so worried. You know, it makes you wonder did he really make a deal with Cersei, and he sees that as an issue? Does he see it that Daenerys is going to listen to Jon Snow now instead of him?
He's being replaced.
I mean, did he think that he was going to get down, and he was like, shit, I lost my chance? I mean,
I was thinking a little bit like, damn, I bet he was a little jealous of John in that apartment. Yeah,
I think, you know, that's too like not obvious, but too,
he's like, well,
obvious how they're trying to put it, like, oh, like he's jealous of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, down. The other question is, did Tormund and Beric Dondarrion survive the wall crumbling down?
I think they did.
Yeah, of course. Like, Tormund, that's not going to be his last scene going out, like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so,
because they got to tell somebody. So from, almost down, yeah.
From beginning to end, season 7, let's go ahead and review it. What do you think, Hot Sauce?
About?
What do you think about the whole season?
It was good. It had its moments, for sure. There were these last couple episodes that I was hoping for more war.
Yeah.
You know? But when they showed the dragon finally in battle with the whole roasting the army, I thought that was pretty badass.
That was legit.
To finally see the dragon.
Yeah, that was kind of my favorite part of everything, I would say. And that's pretty much...
So what would you give it? You know, out of like 10...
8.5.
An 8.5, okay. Gilliam.
I would concur on that 8.5 as well.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, we're having some little issue trying to figure out what it was.
I mean, we finally got to see some things we've been dying to see, like Daenerys riding the dragon, coming in and killing shit. I wish there was more bigger battles, kind of like Battle of the Bastards was, like a huge epic thing at the end. It wasn't, I mean, it was still a great ending, but like, you know, they weren't leave it on a big old cliffhanger to tie into season eight. Those first couple episodes, or two or three, was a little slow starting, which kind of hurt it a little bit. And then it started taking off, but then they kind of rushed some stuff too. You can tell, just to progress the story, which was kind of
the teleporting
sucks.
And not. You know, I just knew when I saw Grey Worm there at the end, I was like, how the fuck did they get from one side of Westeros to the other? Like, come on.
I was like, God damn it, we have to write that in.
Fucking power walked or what? Fucking ate some sensu beans and shit. Got a Nimbus cloud.
All in all, like, I'm like with Hot Sauce on this one. I would say 8.5. Yeah.
I'm actually going to give it like a 7.
So, ooh, okay.
Maybe a 7.5, because out of 7 episodes, 3 of them was just like wasting time. And even the last one too was kind of like, you know, do we really have to, you know, see this much of them there? Like, why can't they just get it? I mean, you know, the...
Or just like the shit scene where for 5 minutes it kept on showing. They're like, you really gonna have to show that for 5? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
One of the things that saves it is not just the loot train battle. You know, that was fucking magnificent.
Yeah.
Seeing the, you know, when all of the walkers, the White Walkers attacked John and then the whites, and then, you know, the Night King, you know, threw that fucking 50-yard pass and javelin. You
he's
know,
got won, Tom Brady beat on that
won
one.
His, won his gold medal and took down the... I mean, that was pretty awesome to see that. You know, I mean, other than those things happening, even the last one, the last episode was kind of just like wrapping it up. And you just... When is it going to take off? When are we going to... And from what I hear, season 8 is going to spend a lot of money.
Big
and it's supposed to be really awesome, and they're supposed to make it huge. I mean, they're going to make it what? Hot sauce? It's going to be what? Huge? What?
Huge.
And there's supposed to be some really big battles in there, you know, some dragon on dragon, some dragon on dragon action, getting it on.
Kinky there, huh?
Yeah. And
Bran is going to be the main parts of the new season. As far as the game changer for...
Are you going to go with the theory that he's the Night King?
I think he will become the Night King. Eventually.
Man, everything and everybody and their mom saying that, so...
It's something's going to happen.
I don't know. That. I don't think so.
I don't think he is, but he will become it.
I think he's got a connection to him, but I don't think it's that. I think it has more to do with, like, all the brands are connected.
Yeah.
Like Bran the Builder and all of them. I think it has more to do with that. And that
not Bob the Builder.
The Night King may be a Stark, even though I know they showed that picture and you can see the nose.
Yeah.
And the nose matches. And he's got the little emblem right here on his, that he's wearing a little brooch. And
the shape of the Night King, I think.
However they want to write it, man. Yeah. They can say one thing and then change it, you know, last minute, something else.
Supposedly they're going to film like a lot of dummy scenes on Game of Thrones to throw people off. Because of spoilers. But if you got the script leaked, then it doesn't... If the script leaks, it doesn't matter.
Apparently it has. Or a couple of them. Episodes have.
Well, that's fine because they're going to have multiple scripts.
Yeah. Well, only that. Well, after the fact. But some of the first episodes of season 8 have already been...
But they're going to... Unfortunately. Film, they're filming them all too, so...
Yeah. It's like, oh, we're just kidding. We're going to do this. Change this up a little bit. One thing I was kind of a little bit mad on season 7 that I wish they would have shown more of, gone at least more of a bigger scene with Jon Snow's uncle. What's his face? The one that just came back for like 1 second and died. Like, come on! Like, you haven't seen him like the whole freaking series, and then he comes back at the end and says, "Come get on that horse! Come on!"
Cold buns.
Yeah, they just like they couldn't find a way to like bring it or kill him off.
We talked about that, though. That was the episode before.
I'm just saying, as a series review, I wish they would have done, like, a little more with him. Uncle
Go die, even though you don't have to.
Yeah, like, totally, like, come on.
How could he save... He saved Bran. Remember, he saved Bran and Mira and him. Yeah. We're all on the horse together.
They kind of went with the punk, man.
They were all together on the horse, and the horse could carry 3 people, but not 2.
Like, come on.
Those are the holes in Game of Thrones this season that people just are very upset about, and I get it. I understand.
Like, we haven't seen him. What you been doing? What happened? You know, what's up, bro? And then bam, just go.
Now they're talking about spinoffs.
5 now, right?
Yeah, but they're saying that they're gonna do 5 and they'll probably pick 1 or 2.
Yeah,
which sucks. You know, if they're all good, I want to see them all. But I mean, what do we want to see? Do we want to see old Valyria? Do we want to see that story?
Hmm.
Do we want to see Aegon the Conqueror? Although people are saying that what Daenerys is doing right now is a lot like Aegon the Conqueror. They already said it wouldn't be the Duncan and Aeg, which is Sir Duncan and his squire Aegon Targaryen. Sir Duncan died at Summerhall where Rhaegar was born, where it burned down because they were trying to bring back dragons, idiots. They said they're not going to do that. They're not going to do Robert's Rebellion, so... I'd like to see the Dance of Dragons. You could see the Dance of Dragons. You could see the Blackfyre Rebellion. Blackfyre Rebellion would actually show Bloodraven before he was Blood Raven. Uh-huh. He was Brendan Rivers.
I get more in depth of history.
Brendan, something like that.
Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers, yeah. And I mean, the Blackfyre guy, Damon, ended up leaving and I believe forming the Golden Company, which is kind of crazy. So there's a lot of stories out there to tell. I would like to see them.
I want to see like a younger Ned Stark.
Yeah, that would be cool too. But I mean, other than Robert's Rebellion, he really was just a kind of nobody. You know? Eh.
Damn.
I mean, Aegon's Conquest would be the best thing to see. Or I think the Dance of Dragons, just because in Aegon's Conquest, he just kind of steamrolled everybody at Three Dragons. You know?
Kill them all.
They could do the Children of the Forest.
Oh, that'd
fighting be cool. Fighting against the First Men.
That would be cool.
Or how they, or the Long Night, the very first one. With the Zor Ahai, yeah. I the original like Zor Ahai, yeah, that would be pretty sweet.
That sounds like a pretty epic tale right there.
It's just about the, probably the money. Like, dragons is probably like the hardest or most expensive thing to do.
Yeah
but if you're making, like, if you're making the money, though.
They got the money, that's damn sure. How about like a full-on sequel to Game of Thrones?
It hasn't been written.
I'm just saying, like, if they decided to, would you be on board with that?
Yeah, if they could figure out, I mean,
like, say 500 years into the future or something like that.
Well, you know, that now that you say that, I mean, there's a lot of theories that are going along there, because now there are people that are really analyzing when they show Daenerys's dream, or when she was in the Tower of the Undying, when she kind of saw, and she went into the, she was in the Red Keep and it was snowing, but it was like destroyed. They're talking about that, like, she never touches the throne in that scene. She hears her dragons crying, so she leaves.
Some foreshadowing.
Yeah, so people are thinking that there was snow all on the throne.
Like the White Walker's win.
That or Jon Snow's or on the throne.
On the throne.
You know, I mean, I would love for the Night King to make it all the way down.
I would really love for them to kill Cersei personally.
And remember, they've hinted in Game of Thrones, like, since the first season, a dragon flying over King's Landing.
Oh.
Remember that? They would show King's Landing. There was like a shadow of a dragon flying over it.
Uh-huh.
It was like when it first came out, when they would show, like, oh, next on HBO is usually that scene that they would show, and we haven't seen that yet. So some people think it's the Night King flying
that would be legit.
Over King's Landing to kind of be like, what's up?
Hey. I would really like to see that. I mean, because technically he can fly over there within, what, like an hour or two from where he's at? A
couple of hours, yeah.
At most.
What about you, Hot Sauce? What have you seen or heard of the theories that that kind of sticks out to you? Sticks out. I know you watched a lot of those videos. You've been watching them too?
I saw Gil? All of them.
What did you see?
Supposed screen leaks from all eight episodes.
Yeah.
For season 8, if they're true.
I don't watch any of the leaks.
We won't really talk about those because...
if they're true. Don't talk about it? Or talk
no,
about
don't
it?
Talk about it.
Oh, okay. I was like... Because
some of them are way out there, and some of them are kind of like...
Some are pretty believable.
Some are pretty believable.
I was like, oh shit, if that happens. Like,
six episodes, damn, man. It's going to be tough.
Six, not bad. Do you think I hope they don't create a lot of filler. They're going to be putting so much time per episode.
That's kind of my fear about it. The next season
is well, just some
those episodes are like,
when you read some of those leaks, and I'm not going to go into specifics.
Yeah,
but it has the war wrapping up with the dead army, like really fast. Like there's
three
like
or four.
It's like one battle and it's done. Yeah. Like, and I was like, really? If that's true, that's kind of stupid, but
yeah,
that's what might happen, because even the what's his name, George
George R. R. Martin,
yeah, he said it's not about the it being about like the Lord of the Rings
and
there's just one bad guy and the good guys and everything's gonna climax into one final battle. And
well, one of the great things that George R. R. Martin said was I think it was him that said nobody's a villain in his own story. I believe it was him that said, or something like he was, where he kind of alludes to that. How do you know who the bad guy is? Because
There's a lot of gray area.
If you if I'm the bad guy and I'm telling you the story from my point of view, maybe I'm not.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't think I'm like. Maybe the Night King doesn't think he's bad. I mean, he's just trying to get revenge, or he's just trying to finish killing off the people like he's supposed to. Maybe he wants to. I really think he's trying to go to the Isle of Faces, mm-hmm. where the rest of the Children of the Forest are. I think he wants.
So if he wants to go there, then why would he go to King's Landing?
He wants revenge. It doesn't make sense for him to go to King's Landing, honestly, if he's going there, because he's going to get to the God's Eye, is what they call it, uh-huh. where the Isle of Faces is. He'll get there before he gets to King's Landing. But remember, if you wanted to win a war and you had the power to bring the dead alive, why not fly over the biggest city in the world and raise the dead inside that mm-hmm. King's Landing? Imagine all the horror that they would have to go through. That's a video game right there, man.
Yeah. So then why would he stop at Westeros once he's conquered Westeros?
Maybe he'll build a, since they don't swim, they just start sinking to the bottom. And there's a whole bridge of dead people that can ferry the rest of them along.
Go to the other side. It's like, okay, so round two.
What are you wanting to see in season 8, the last season, Hot Sauce?
I would like them... Well, I can't wait till he makes it to that actual island of... maybe he does go there. Maybe he can actually communicate eventually. Because you think... Do you think he's going to stay silent the entire time?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't really spoken, so... Yeah,
can he talk?
I mean, nobody knows.
Or can any White Walker talk?
Because he's obviously, once he gets to that place, he's going to be like, hey, give me some answers. Or just trying to burn that mother down.
He's be like, what's up, bitches?
What if he's just trying to be... He wants to be a human again. He just wants to... Doesn't want to be that anymore, you know?
That's a very interesting take on it. I mean, maybe he doesn't want to be the Night King anymore.
And he's trying to search for a way to undo what they did to him.
Well, maybe that's when Bran comes and says, I'll be the Night King.
Yeah.
I think Bran's going to warg into the... That's the other thing people were wondering. Can a warg go into the mind of a White Walker?
Hmm.
I mean, it's a legitimate question.
But if that mind is technically dead,
yeah, nobody really
yeah,
knows.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, you have anything else on Game of Thrones?
No, actually, what you said right there, I had thought about too. Because what if he goes and if the Night King's actually controlling everybody else? Can he go into there and? Yeah. Tell them to kill themselves.
So basically have another like a Professor X versus Apocalypse in his mind kind of thing. He's like, I'll squash you. Like that. Mm-hmm. The power of minds. I mean, honestly, I think everything's going to come to a head at Winterfell. I really don't think he's going to make it to the Isle of Faces.
Yeah, I think everything, all roads lead to Winterfell.
There's three different things I want to see, okay, in season 8. I want to see the tournament at Harrenhal, so I want to see Bran go back to that tournament where Rhaegar wins and crowns.
Oh yes, yes.
Lyanna, exactly. the queen of beauty or whatever. I want to see Robert's rebellion. Specifically, I want to see Robert kill Rhaegar Targaryen at the Trident, because in the book, you're right, at the Trident with the hammer, the Warhammer, yeah. Because in the book, one of the visions that Daenerys has is of Rhaegar when he gets killed at the Trident, when he like falls to his knees, he whispers the name of his love, which is Lyanna.
Yeah.
And so like I want to see that. Like that would be awesome to see, in my opinion.
They should make one episode, in my opinion, where
of the past,
half of it's like the tournament, half of it's the rebellion, which events, you know,
it's all leads to the yeah.
That'd be awesome if it was an entire episode of that.
I would be down with that. Like, just, yeah, all in the flashback.
Yeah,
the
if they had one episode, we used one whole episode for that, I'd be fucking happy as hell.
Because that's a movie, basically. They're doing a whole feature length of each episode, so might as well, right?
And I want to see Jon Snow fight the Night King one-on-one.
Oh, I'd love to see that. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. That's gotta happen. But would it be dragon fight first and then 101 on the
ground?
That
would be kind of cool, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have to start in the air, yeah, that's for sure.
God, that'd be so cool.
And then he's right about to kill Jon Snow, and then Bran goes into his mind and stops him, and he's like...
That would be kind of crazy. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities.
Like, quit hitting yourself.
I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens when Jon finds out he's a Targaryen, when Sansa and Arya find out he's a Targaryen.
See, I don't think he would downplay it, or he wouldn't really care. He's like, I don't want to be king. So, like, he kind of, like, I think he'll just kind of, like, push it aside while everybody else will make it a big deal about it.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to be king, but he has to understand that he's not a Stark. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is a Stark.
Half a Stark.
He's half a Stark, but he's not the one to inherit Winterfell anymore. So he can't have Winterfell, technically. He can't be in charge of the North. He can't
be the king of the North.
If he wants to sit on a throne, or if he wants to be a lord, or, you know what I mean, a warden of something, he's going to have to be the king.
He has no choice.
The reluctant king. So, anything else to add, guys?
I just don't... It's the wait is the hard part. Though they did kind of hints that it possibly could come out as early as next year, but realistically it'd probably be 2019. Just depending on the way they're shooting it, how fast it goes. But if they're going to have to be shooting all these dummy episodes, then it probably will be a 2-year wait.
Yeah, more than likely.
Which is going to be rough. 2 freaking years for all this. But hopefully it's worth the wait.
Alright, well, that's it for episode 40. I know we're shorter time than what we usually do, but we're bear with us. We're just getting right back into it and covered a lot of different things shortly. But, you know, next week we should be back into the swing of things, which I don't know because I go back to work next week. I don't know how that's going to be to have a kid go to work and then record a podcast. But I'm sure I'll figure it out. I mean, we thought we wouldn't be back here tonight.
It's kind of happened.
So I'm very happy to be here with you guys, and I'm glad that y'all came. And I wish Steven and John could have come, but next time, you know, we'll try to get them in. And I'm very happy to be doing this again, and it's nice to see y'all and have y'all back in the cave.
Yeah, thanks, brother. I'm glad to be back.
So with that, we are done. We will see you next week, hopefully episode 41. Say goodnight, Gil.
Good night, guys, and thanks for everything. Thanks for taking us back.
Please take us back.
Please,
and listen. We were absent for good reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
And remember, November 17th, 18th, 19th, Austin Wizard World. I'll be there.
Hot Sauce will be there.
And I'm fixing to become best friends with Jason Momoa.
Oh.
And probably Kate Beckinsale will fall in love with me. So we'll see how that goes.
We'll see how many shout outs Hot Sauce can get.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see all the shout-outs.
So,
get a kiss from Kate Beckinsale.
Say goodnight, Hot Sauce.
Goodnight, everybody. Catch you on the flip side.
See y'all next week.
Peace.